Sydney University has been accused of risking the reputation of its medical school by accepting money from an alternative medicine company for alternative medicine research. The deal will see the vitamins giant Blackmores fund research into everything from supplements to Chinese medicine. The university insists that the research will be impartial and that it is needed because so many people use unconventional treatments. Bill Birtles reports.
Wake up to Alive, the new high-potency multi from Blackmores for daily energy.
They're the pills that promise you more energy, less stress and relief from almost every ailment you can think of. Multivitamins are big business, and now one of Australia's biggest makers, Blackmores, is paying Sydney University $1.3 million to research them, along with other alternative treatments. The medical school says more research on alternative or complementary medicines is needed because they're widely used. The chairman of Blackmores, Marcus Blackmore, takes the same line.
And it's a very patient-oriented approach to what we're trying to do.
Sydney Uni isn't alone in researching alternative treatments. La Trobe University in Melbourne last year came under fire for signing a $15 million research deal with Swiss Vitamins. But the founder of the Australian Healthcare Reform Alliance, Professor John Dwyer, says universities shouldn't sell their credibility.
The problem here comes because the announcement from a prestigious university with a very good reputation for good science says that this initiative is to honour Marcus Blackmore, the founder of the Blackmores company. And the point is that most of us would say that Blackmores doesn't deserve to be honoured by a prestigious university, given the fact that their own track record in terms of the evidence base that they use to promote their products has had them reprimanded on many occasions in the last couple of years by authorities because of the inaccuracies of their claims or the exaggeration of their claims.
Professor Dwyer says some treatments are genuinely complementary, but he's concerned about the increasing trend of what's called integrated medicine.
I'll give you an example of one website where a GP is saying, you know, come to me, this and that. If you have had cancer, come and see me and I'll help you see an oncologist, etc. But if you're not happy with the way that modern medicine treats cancer, I have a naturopath here. Now, that's not integrative medicine. That's mixing pseudoscience with orthodox medicine, and that is not the way we want our healthcare system to go.
Sydney University says Blackmores will have no role in appointing the professor for the research or seeing results before they're published. But Dr. Adam Dunn, a health informatics researcher at Macquarie University, says that doesn't guarantee impartial research.
When industry funds research within, you know, universities and within academia, the kinds of results that are produced are in general, more favourable to the products that are being marketed. I mean, put it this way: if a big company gives University of Sydney a whole bunch of money, and they say you can do what you want with it, and then they go ahead and say things that are contrary to the position of the company, it's much more unlikely that the University of Sydney is going to get money again the next time from another company or the same company.
Today, the Australasian Integrated Medicine Association welcomed the announcement. The head, GP Penny Caldicott, says she's not concerned about the research.
Much research is funded by companies that have vested interest or organisations that have a vested interest. But I feel that Sydney University will maintain their integrity.
She hopes Sydney University's move will be a further step towards more research into non-conventional treatments.
Bill Birtles with that report.